for now, we need to go to Moscow. Our man in Moscow, he was at the match last night. He was at the World Cup semi-final last night between England and Croatia. Today FM's John Duggan, writer with offtheball.com. John, how are you?
John, I'm good. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, yeah.
Much to your disappointment, you were tweeting, I was tweeting. They just didn't do it in the end, England. It just seemed to fall apart after a great first half.
Yeah, I was kind of wanted England to get to the final, Joe, because I like the story of England. And I think France will win the World Cup, and I was looking forward to France beating them in the final. But they started really well. They started the way I would have expected them to start, with a lot of pace in the team, getting the ball out wide. Kieran Trippier, another set-piece goal that they scored in the fifth minute. And they could have had two or three. Harry Kane, Jesse Lingard had really good chances. And in a World Cup semi-final, you got to take these chances. Towards the end of the first half, Joe, they began to defend a little bit deeper. And then once Croatia equalised in the second half through Ivan Perisic, England, I thought, bottled it. They choked. They lost the head. At this level, with the spotlight on them, they began to hoof long balls up the pitch, stop playing the way they were playing, and then Luka Modric began to run the show for Croatia. And I always felt that a goal would come, and Mario Mandzukic got that goal in extra time.
Was it youthful inexperience that caused them to bottle it? Was it just one of those things?
Well, in 2014, Joe, only Jordan Henderson and Raheem Sterling were at the World Cup in terms of the English 11 that played last night. Harry Kane was watching the finals in Dubai. Harry Maguire went to the Euros as a fan. So it is a bit of youthful inexperience. It is not being equipped mentally to be able to deal with the ebbs and flows of an elite match at that stage when the world is watching in a World Cup semi-final. I think there was a big bit of that about it. I think at stages during the tournament against Tunisia when they conceded, they retreated into themselves. Against Colombia when they conceded in the first period of extra time, they were on the rack. And once Croatia equalised, they hit the post, then Perisic hit the post. There was only going to be one winner. I think they had 22 shots to 11 in the end. Croatia, 11 on target to England's 2. And it was an experience. I will see this result as a positive, the World Cup result as a positive for England. But when they faced a team that with the likes of Modric of Real Madrid and Ivan Rakitic of Barcelona and Mandzukic of Juventus, they faced a team that could pass the ball and were comfortable passing the ball, and England didn't have that midfield creativity and solidity to hold Croatia at bay for the 120 minutes.
Yeah, so it was, you know, it was one of those situations where, I said it yesterday, Croatia were dogged. They were tough and dogged, and once they had the bit between their teeth, and then you seem to be, to paraphrase what you're saying, England, their flaws were exposed.
They were at this stage, and they've had a great run. I think Croatia have also benefited from the draw, but Croatia have used their guts to beat Denmark and Russia on penalty shootouts, and now England in a semi-final. Brazil and Belgium would have loved to be on this side of the draw. They're out of the tournament as well. But I think France are warm favourites to win the final now on Sunday. The fans, Joe, were defiant when I was coming back in the metro from the Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow. They were doing their Southgate song, Southgate, you're the one, you still turn us on, football's home, come on home again. And all these kind of songs. So they were in good spirits.
Good natured.
After the game and before the game, they were mixing with the Croatian fans. And that's generally how the tournament has gone. So there wasn't any kind of sour grapes that I felt from the English fans. I think they understood, the English fans, that their team has done them proud. They have a lot to build on for the future. But once they face the real footballing team, and once they face the heat of a situation where they're under pressure, they wilted under that heat like Icarus. But I felt they should have been 2-3. That was their chance. England had a real good chance being 2-3-0 up in that first half. It could have been a different result if that had happened. But the more the game went on, the more Croatia looked like they were going to win the game. And Luka Modric at the fulcrum of that, because Modric and Rakitic are winning Champions Leagues, Mandzukic as well, and they're at the deep stage of club competition. England players have not really been in that position before. And that's what I think the difference was last night, Joe.
Yeah, and Lovren was in the Champions League final, and now he's in a World Cup final. But just on, you know, you mentioned that with England, there's a lovely story. There's a romance about the England team and the journey that they've been on, because they're young. They're not a cynical team. You've the likes of Pickford certainly I didn't know much about Pickford before the tournament, and he's an outstanding goalkeeper. But there's romance with the Croatian team as well, John. They've never won it before. And you look at the story of, say, Modric and the history of the conflict in the Balkans, and these guys, when they were very, very, very small, they lost relatives in that conflict. They grew up in very troubled times. There is a huge story there as well with Croatia.
Absolutely, Joe. Modric's grandfather was a victim of the conflict with Serbia. They only became a football nation 25 years ago. In their first World Cup, they reached the semi-finals in 1998. They played France, actually, who they're playing on Sunday, and lost 2-1 in the semi-final. Remember Davor Šuker, Boban, Prozineski, Robert Jarni. These were players that were part of the Yugoslavia under-20 winning team in 1987 of the World Cup, a really bitter conflict with Serbia. 20,000 people lost their lives. They're a passionate country. They actually hadn't won a knockout game at a major competition in that intervening 20 years, despite wins in big tournaments against Spain at the Euros, for example. So they had always a bit underachieved, Joe. Mm. And I think Goran Ivanišević is kind of symptomatic, I think, of what a Croatian is like in terms of the sport with the passion. He's probably the most famous known sports person since the football team and the passion and that drive to win. And now we see with their football team that they play football in a good way, and they've had a lot of pain as a country and as a country that's the size of ours, exactly the same population.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing to see. For England, I think they can hold their heads high because there is, as you say, not an arrogance about this English team. It's not about the golden generation of individuals. There's a team spirit there, a unity there. They conduct themselves very well. They've enjoyed it, and there's something to build on. But ultimately, they were found out when it mattered.
I remember there was I can't remember who Croatia were playing, possibly Serbia. It was shortly after, I think, some of the conflict had been resolved. But Zvonimir Boban, you mentioned him. There was security guards or military police on the pitch, and the footballers actually went like and fought them physically. The history of it is absolutely crazy when you think about it, because it's recent enough.
I think the whole Serbia-Croatia conflict, Joe, started with a football match in 1990. Yeah. Zagreb and Red Star. There was hassle at a game between Red Star and Zagreb, and that was the paper being lit for the conflict. So football can be, it's just so tribal. It's such a tribal game, and I think it's less tribal than it was, but when you've got countries that have tensions, football can be a touch point for tribalism. Luckily, at the World Cup, what we've seen is football as a touch point for humanity, beauty, positivity, and the melange of cultures in a positive way, which is what I saw outside the Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow last night. No trouble, not even a beautiful atmosphere. You know, when you go into somewhere and you kind of feel a tension, you can't, it's not something you can tangibly touch, but you can feel it in the air. Mm. Didn't feel that one iota last night between the England and Croatia fans. And that's been one of the great successes of this World Cup. But England going home, heads held high, first semi-final in 28 years, but I think the right team were in the final, but I think the other team in the final, France, will win it, Joe.
Superb stuff, John, as always. Thanks a million.
All right, Joe.
Take it easy. Good luck. Today FM's John Dugan, writer at offtheball.com. He's a poet.